Don't worry about anything, but in everything but prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Psalm 27, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high up on a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Verses 1 through 14, all of Psalm 27, and then Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, we thank you again for being El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Thank you, Lord, for being our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords. Thank you, Father, for being all of that and so much more. Father, you are our balm in Gilead. You are the bright and morning star. You are the God of glory. Father, thank you, Lord, for the fact that you meet all of our needs as we learn to look to you, to trust you to be our shepherd and our great God. Lord, anoint us afresh with the spirit of wisdom and grace. Help us to be wise enough to live a lifestyle of running after you every day, running after you in your word and in prayer, and then obeying, doing what you tell us in your word and your spirit to simply do. Thank you for the chance to know and follow you every day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time as well.
Father, we're so thankful that we can come before you today and that we are accepted in your presence based on your precious Son, Jesus, his death on the cross for sinners like us. We lift high his name today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. Thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We just want to remind you once again, my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We want to continue to remind you. Our Ten Commandments project is continuing, and if you have a young person that you'd like to get involved, again, at minimal, he or she can win a free T-shirt by simply reciting the Ten Commandments to you and you letting us know about it. But we're still looking for more contestants in our Ten Commandments speech project. We've gotten some outstanding speeches. In fact, all of them have been outstanding so far that we've gotten from the young people, and they're exciting speeches. It's exciting to see the Spirit of God working on these children as they simply share a message based on one of the Ten Commandments. It's a great project to help get your kids involved with. Whatever age you want to involve them in, we're glad to have them involved up to age 18. So Simply email us for more information, jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net for information about the Ten Commandments Project. We are honored to have in studio with us today two guests from the ministry Crosswinds Foundation, Bob Waldrop. He's the president, and Lynn Wood, he's the executive director again of the ministry Crosswinds. Good to have you, Bob and Lynn.
Joseph, great to be with you. Appreciate you and Rick having us in.
Good to have you.
Thank you for having us here.
All right, great to have. Glad to have you all with us. And, you know, when I heard a little bit about just the mission of your ministry, I was encouraged to hear about it because I've had the blessing. My dad was in the service. I have a brother, and we had two children that were in branches of the service. And one thing I've had the chance to pick up on is that there's tremendous need for much more ministry to people in the armed services, both who are in and those who have been through it as well. And so I'm grateful to learn about more about you. But let me let you all introduce Crosswinds Foundation. Tell us who you are and what your mission is and what you do.
Sure. I'll start. I'm Bob Waldrop. In 2008, I started this organization, Crosswinds Foundation. And actually, Joseph, the intention was to deal with cultural issues that are impacting the church in particular. Mm-hmm. You know, the church is constantly being bombarded by the culture and making shifts and changes. And so the idea was to do cultural apologetics. As part of that, we developed a media division, and we were going to start making some films. And the first one we did was on post-traumatic stress. Mm-hmm. And so we went out, created a documentary. And actually, the intent was that, you know, I would sell that, or we would sell that DVD, because that would produce income to make more films. But it was so powerful hearing these soldiers tell their stories, and so impacting of the struggles that they were having because of trauma that they had gone through, that after I watched a few of the first rushes that the director brought for me to look at, I just turned to him and I said, there's no way we can sell this film. It's too powerful. I think it can be helpful to other warriors to be able to hear these stories and to find healing for themselves through the stories of others. And so I told him that we're going to give it away for free to any veteran or any active military or family who wants it. And mm-hmm. I like to tell people, once he got his jaw up off the floor and he said, okay, we committed to that. Mm-hmm. And so we went off, and that's what we did. We developed this film. It's had a tremendous impact on the lives of so many. One of the most powerful emails I ever received was from a veteran. It was two sentences long, and he had watched the film, and here's the whole email. Last night I watched your film with my wife, period. When it was over, she turned to me and said, now I get it. And he was a Vietnam veteran. So for 40 years, she didn't get him until she watched this film. That's not to brag on the film. It's just to brag. It's just to speak of the need that's out there to communicate this and to help folks to see it, because veterans have a tendency not to get help for this, because to get help means that you have a problem. And none of us want to admit we have a problem, particularly an emotional or mental trauma. Isn't it interesting that if we broke our arm, we'd quickly go to the doctor to have a cast put on it? When we're dealing with emotional struggles or spiritual issues, even moral issues, it's often more painful for us to get that help, so we tend to ignore that problem, let it go aside. So we began to see the impact that this was having as we distributed this. And as we made that film, we came across another trauma that's even today is still neglected, and it's called moral injury. And post-traumatic stress is basically a fight-or-flight response. It's something that happened to you that causes you to have fear, to get away from it or to attack it. But moral injury results in guilt or shame. Moral injury is where, because of your military service, you did something that violated your personal code, your personal ethics, your personal morality, and you just can't get through it. And the interesting thing about this, Joseph, is that the experts that are dealing with this say there's only one solution to moral injury. And you know what that is?
What is it?
Forgiveness. You must be forgiven by somebody you believe has the authority to forgive. Now, you know, from a secular viewpoint, they'll say that could be, you know, your rabbi, your priest, your pastor, your football coach, you know, your sergeant. But you and I know that forgiveness can ultimately only come from one source, and that's from God through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So it gives us a tremendous opportunity to talk about forgiveness and where that comes from, but it also shows the need that many of us have to overcome that guilt and shame that we feel.
Okay, well, before I let Lynn further introduce himself, I'm going to ask, Bob, would you pray for listeners to have ears to hear whatever God would have them to share? Because I really believe the Holy Spirit will give lots of listeners assignments as it relates to possibly supporting your ministry, plugging in, contacting you. But again, maybe starting a similar ministry, one that does something akin to that. So would you pray for believers to really be wide open to what the Holy Spirit wants to say to them today?
I would love to appreciate that opportunity. Father, thank you so much that you have spoken into our life words of healing, that we who are believers have found forgiveness, and you have overcome the guilt and the shame that we had as non-believers. But, Father, there's many out there who don't know you or even do know you and yet struggle with the issues that cause them to feel unforgiven or to feel like their guilt has not been dealt with. And so, first of all, I pray that right now you would speak healing into those lives and that you would show them the full extent, the completeness of what your shed blood has accomplished. But Father, I also pray that as believers that you would help us to see the pain that others have and that you would lay upon our hearts a desire to reach out and to do what we can to share a message of hope with them, to share good news with them. And I pray for myself and for the listeners that if there's something else that you have for us to do, a new mission, a different mission, an extension of our mission, that you would reveal that to us in such a way that it's clear to us, that we can see it, and Father, give us the courage, the commitment to walk that path, to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bob, for that prayer. Lynn, would you tell us a little bit more about yourself? You're the executive director of Crosswinds. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and how you got involved with this ministry.
Well, I began at the beginning as a board member with Bob. We grew up together and have been friends for over 40 years mm-hmm. and supporter there. When I moved back into the Birmingham area where we're headquartered, he asked me to come on board, and I've been an operations officer trying to help in production of the films that we've done or distribution of materials and set up an organization of things and just try to help take some of the burden off and work in development in other areas as well. And as we're expanding the ministry, try to get supplies out to people and folks. Well, we were contacted just as yesterday afternoon and followed up this morning with a lady in Oklahoma that's wanting to start one of our Centers of Hopes out there and reach out to the veterans in their VFW post. And so it's to be that way station in between the ministry and folks that are out throughout the nation.
Mm, okay. Now tell me, what is the name of the film again?
Go ahead, we have two. The first one is Invisible Scars.
Okay.
That's about post-traumatic stress disorder. The second is Honoring the Code, Warriors and Moral Injury. It deals with that special subset that moral injury is a hurt that's in the spirit, the soul, the conscience, that too often leads to the deliberate suicides among our veterans when they've dwelt on things, not that they've necessarily done that's immoral, but it's called a moral injury because it hurts their heart and their soul, but it may be something they were exposed to or that they saw. We've had one fellow who was involved with graves registration and over 2,000 funerals of our American soldiers and sailors, Marines. And he felt some shades of guilt about not having been at the point of the spear himself, yet he had been bringing comfort to over 2,000 families.
We're going to jump in here. We'll pick up right there on the other side. Our in-studio guests are Bob Waldrop, the president of Crosswinds Foundation, Lynn Wood, the executive director. We'll be right back.
You're pulling me close. With love you surround me. You give me hope. Yeah, yeah.
From Lincoln Brewster, Made New. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our studio guests today are Bob Waldrop, the president, and Lynn Wood, the executive director of the ministry Crosswinds Foundation. And as we move into this segment, Brother Lynn, I'm going to ask if you'll pray for the church to really have ears to hear and eyes to see what the Lord would have the church to do to really further reach out to servicemen and women and veterans as well.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Joseph. Lord, we just want to intercede right now to ask the members of church, of congregations all over America that are listening to us, that to turn the hearts of their leadership and those individual members to reach out to the veterans that are in their community. We've got over 22 million veterans in the nation. We've got over 2 million men and women that are under arms, and 15% of the military today are female. The fields are white under harvest. We need to be of care and concern for them, the pressures that they're under, this nation having been under continuous warfare for almost 20 years. The pressures on our military are tremendous, and we need to recognize those, but in that recognition, that we would look to those in our congregations. Memorial Days and Veterans Day and July 4th, when we so many churches will play the march songs of the five services, and that they will recognize those men and women who have served in uniform or are currently serving, that we can identify them right there and realize that beyond a simple thank you for your service, that we need to realize that so oftentimes the stresses, the pressures that these men and women have served under that have created trauma, that have created harms and wounds in their lives to their heart, to their psyche, that they brought those wounds back home, that they've been changed by their time in service, that in many ways they've grown and matured, and it's been positive. But the peace that we get to enjoy was paid for with a price by those men and women, those 22 million in uniform, that we need to recognize and appreciate that, but be willing to reach out to them to think creatively, to pray creatively, to fast and lift them up so that we can find ways in which to work to their benefit, and as we do, that it'll be to the benefit of our communities and our congregations, and Lord, that we would just reach out and be mindful of the care and the ministry that we can be to our brothers and sisters that live right around us, and those that may not be in congregation with us but are in community with us. Lord, that you would just steer us to those ministries, or for those that would want to come alongside and take help from us, that we would be willing to reach out to them and to give what guidance and what help we may be of to those who would like to reach out to the veterans in their area. Lord, just make us willing and give us the courage to step up. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father, I do thank you for this ministry, the ministry of Crosswinds Foundation, and thank you for other ministries that are specifically reaching out to servicemen and women who presently serve and veterans who have served in the past, and thank you for your hand of grace upon them. Father, anoint these ministries with a fresh and mighty anointing, a fresh wind of your Spirit. And Lord, also, we ask that you raise up more ministries to reach out and minister to these groups of these individuals that have sacrificed so much. And Lord, not only ministries, but help us to recognize that every one of us can be a vessel through which you can bring healing, wholeness, and blessing to servicemen and women and veterans. Help us to know, Lord, that all of us can pray and pray sincerely, not just a passing prayer, but pray for your grace, your power, and your mercy to flood our servicemen and women, to surround them and protect them, but also to minister not only to their protection, their physical protection, but to their spiritual protection. Mm-hmm. Lord, more and more raise up ministries that will go amongst them and minister to them. And Lord, send forth more laborers amongst our servicemen and women and veterans who will be vessels through which your Spirit can reach and minister to them specifically according to their needs in the name of Jesus. And Lord, help us know that every one of us can pray. Every one of us have that opportunity. Lord, you told us in your word in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, you said, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Lord, help us to recognize, Lord, that one of the great ways whereby we're good stewards of your manifold grace is as we learn to be prayer warriors who pray much, who flood our lives and flood the lives of those we pray for with grace through our prayer lives. Stir us to pray much for all of our armed services. Flood them with grace, flood them with mercy, flood them with your healing power, and raise up many more persons, both to go amongst them, but also amongst them, servicemen and women who come to know you and through which your Spirit can reach to minister to one another through as well. Thank you for that opportunity, Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Again, our guests today in studio are Bob Waldrop and Lynn Wood of the Ministry Crosswinds Foundation. Share the names of the films one more time, please.
They are The Invisible Scars,
okay,
which treats the issues of post-traumatic stress disorder.
Okay.
And then Honoring the Code, Warriors and Moral Injury, which specifically deals with moral injury.
Okay. And if
Pastor
someone...
Joseph, just let folks know, you can actually view these online now.
Okay.
We started out distributing them as free DVDs, I mentioned, but you can go to warriorsonmission.org.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a veteran, active service member, or the immediate family member of one of those, you can create an account, just put your email address, create your own private password, and you can watch those films anywhere that you can get access online. You can, mm-hmm. That's your password. You can be at a friend's house, get on their computer, and show it to them if you want to. And if you're not a veteran, not a service member, not an immediate family member, you can watch them for $1.99. But I'll tell you, I'm about to make it free for everybody to watch. So don't buy it. Hold on for a couple of 3 weeks, and we're going to have that platform transferred over, so they'll just be free streaming for anyone.
Okay. Well, who would you say needs to see the films?
Well, we originally started out to make it for folks like you and I who haven't served but need to understand this trauma. Mm-hmm. And we thought that would be a good public service. It needed to be done. What mm-hmm. we found out, though, is veterans need to see it as well because so many of them was neglecting this pain.
Mm-hmm.
But also so many of them know someone who is struggling with this. You know, a lot of times a veteran will say, well, I don't need to see that because I don't have post-traumatic stress or I don't have moral injury. Mm-hmm. Well, you may not, but I'll guarantee you, you got a battle buddy who does, somebody you served with, somebody you know, and they'll immediately say, oh, yeah, so-and-so needs mm-hmm. to see that film. And I know Linwood's got a great example of that, of a vet that he talked to not too long ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, I was at a public policy conference. This fellow came up to the table where I was distributing the films, and he paused like so many of them do, and as Bob was saying, now I don't really have PTSD or moral injury. Okay. Mm-hmm. You probably know someone that does. And so many vets at that point go, oh, yeah, I've got a buddy, and they'll take them. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes that buddy's probably living within their own skin, but mm-hmm. they also have a battle buddy they know.
Right.
In this instance, the fellow did. He went that evening, watched both movies through the night, and then met me at breakfast in the morning. I asked to sit down. So I want to talk with you. Okay. We sat and talked for about 15, 20 minutes, and he had a wonderful story of his own personal time in the service and all. But he struck me with one thing that he said about midway through. He said, I wish I'd seen these films 32 days ago. And that struck me as a little bit odd. When he finished, I said, Colonel, I need to ask you one thing. You didn't say a month ago. You didn't say 4 weeks, kind of a general period of time. You said 32 days.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? And here, this warrior, he was a squadron commander of bombers in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
He looked down, popped back up, and he had tears in his eyes, welled up. And I knew I'd struck a nerve and wasn't trying to, but he said, well, you see, if I'd seen this 32 days ago, I would have called immediately in the middle of the night my best friend, my deputy squadron commander, my wingman, and I would have told him, I think I found an answer for what we've been looking for. Because they had fought in 1991 in the Gulf War. Mm. And from then until 2016, they'd been looking for an answer. Mm. And the reason he said 32 days ago was because at 31 days, his best friend took his life. Because he had looked as long as he could. He had held on as long as he could. And, you know, Pastor Joseph, that's one thing with Crossings. We don't want to ever be 32 days late again. Mm-hmm. And that's why Bob's putting at warriorsownmission.org those films up where they can see it. That's why we're in pre-production for a third film, the end of the trilogy, to reach out and let families understand better what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And it's why we've also set up what we call the Centers of Hope Outreach to have veterans meet with and talk with vets. Mm-hmm. Where they can go over these traumas and explain it to one another, decompress so that they'll put that weapon down today. Hopefully they'll put it on a shelf tomorrow mm-hmm. and leave it for a lifetime of tomorrows.
Mm. Yeah, you know, so many things, thoughts kind of run through my head as you share. I think of, like, for example, there are probably so many veterans who think to themselves, well, I don't have PTSD, and they don't know whether they have it or not. But I think of, like, my oldest son. He was in the Marines, and I recall not long ago talking to him about celebrating one of the military holidays, and he mentioned he didn't want to talk about it because it brought back memories of a friend of his that died. And so I guess there are different shades and sides to it, and so probably it'd be wise for every servicemen and women and veteran to watch it, but also others to get a better understanding of where they're coming from as well, too. Would you say that?
Yeah, I would think that's the case. And again, this doesn't mean if you're a veteran that you have PTSD or that you have moral injury. You may. It may not recognize it. Fortunately, most who come back do get over it. I think, you know, I don't know how you could not be changed. I can't imagine what that's like. Joseph, I've interviewed a lot of warriors for these films, men and women, and the one thing that stood out to me is every one of them can remember their first kill. Every one of them remembers the first time they looked down the sights of a gun and that they centered on an individual and made that shot. One story, a friend of mine that I had known for a while fought in Vietnam. And he was a Marine sniper, and he told me during the film he shot a Viet Cong officer, and he went down to take the stuff off, you know, get souvenirs, belts or whatever. And he said he reached into his pocket, and he pulled out a photograph of a woman and two children. And he said it hit him right then. There was a wife who would never see her husband again and two kids who would never see their father again. And as he began to weep on film, he said, I never searched another body. Mm-hmm. How can you not bring that back with you? You know, it's tragic. And so those memories consume them, that guilt and shame often. Mm-hmm. So they need to see it so they can find that there is hope, though. There is healing that's available, okay. Not by what we do, but what God does through using others.
Share the website again if someone wants to watch the film or get more information about how to get the film.
Sure. That's warriorsonmission.org. Warriorsonmission, one word, .org.
Okay. And at this point in time, veterans can access it and get the films for free.
Right.
No charge.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay.
Veterans, active duty, and immediate family members, all of those.
All right. Okay. And so I guess do you all minister through what you do, obviously, to the families of veterans as well as servicemen and women, too, then. Is that right?
That's right. And something you may want to talk about in the next segment is the latest book that I've written and we've just released this year is called Hope for the Warrior Family. Because one thing that is not frequently dealt with is the fact that trauma comes to the family as well. When that warrior comes home, we get the image of the, you know, the wife grabbing him and holding him and hugging him and the kids jumping and the dogs jumping up and barking, glad to see him, you know, return from service. But more than just that warrior comes home, they're bringing all the trauma that they've encountered in that conflict as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to jump in.
Part of the family.
We'll pick up right there on the other side. Our in-studio guests are Bob Waldrop and Linwood Reagan from Crosswinds Foundation. We'll be right back. Music from Elevation Worship, Oh Sing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guests today are Bob Waldrop, the president of Crosswinds Foundation, and Linwood Reagan, the executive director of Crosswinds Foundation. We're grateful to have them in studio. Before I bring them back again, I want to remind our listeners, we do have bookmarks that specifically have Psalm 91 on one side and the Psalm 91 prayer on the other. I would like to encourage you to get in touch with us. Email me at jparker@afa.net. I would encourage you to request some in order to give to veterans. You know, one of the wonderful things about Psalm 91, it's a powerful prayer for divine protection and healing. And it's a wonderful gift God has given us in the Word of God, and it would be a great tool, obviously, for you to use for yourself and your family. But also, give it to a veteran that you know, a serviceman, a man or woman, or a veteran, because, again, I think it's wise for every believer in the whole world to pray Psalm 91 every day, because we live in a crazy, dangerous world, but especially for servicemen and women. So, again, my email is jparker@afa.net. We'd be glad to get some to you. Well, either Bob or Lynn, I want to ask specifically if you all would, at this time, pray for families to catch a vision for getting involved with this. You know, sometimes, for example, there may be families who have no veterans or servicemen and women, but just recognize the fact that these precious people need prayer. Would you pray for families to get a heart to get behind ministries like yours?
Sure. I'll be glad to pray for that, Joseph. Okay. Father, thank you for opportunities to minister in so many different areas, and that we're not called to be, quote, professional ministers, but servants, followers of you. So I pray for those who are listening and trying to find their place of service, that they feel some desire, some need, but possibly feel inadequate. I'm going to pray particularly for those who are thinking that maybe they could help serve veterans, if they could help those who are struggling with some of these issues that we're talking about, or homelessness, or hunger that they have, or other crises that they're facing. I pray, first of all, that you would help them to see the need where it is, and that you would then give them the courage to step out and respond. But, Father, that you would give them opportunities for the training that they need also. So, Lord, we know that you're at work in everything, and that you're calling us to serve you, and that you've gifted us and enabled us to do the things that you would have us to do. So right now, I just pray that as someone's listening, that you would touch their heart, give them that courage, give them that desire, and let them know that they're capable and that they can do it through your empowering. For I ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you then. And, you know, I mentioned my son earlier. My son, Joseph Jr., he was in the Marines for a number of years, and our daughter, Crystal, she was in the Army for a number of years as well. And so I guess especially when you have family members, you may have more of a heart to address these kinds of issues, but it's good for us as believers, period, to really listen to the Lord, because God can use anyone to pray for. And obviously, you know, you mentioned like the suicide rate amongst servicemen and women. Just a reminder that the church needs to be diligently praying much all the time for servicemen and women. So now, can you all share about the project that you're working on right now, the movie project?
Sure, we can. And if I could just say one thing, though, about how you can minister, because a lot of times folks may say, well, how could I possibly help a veteran? Mm-hmm. And we're trying to help you do that. One way is just take DVDs and give them to a veteran. Mm-hmm. If you're listening today and anything we've said has touched you, or you know somebody that you think this could help, just get in touch with us. Get on the website, get in touch with us, and say, I'd like to distribute DVDs. We'll send you five. Mm-hmm. Okay. A lot of times people call and say, send me 100, I'll give them out. Well, I know quite likely that 100 might sit on a shelf somewhere, you know. Mm-hmm. So we'll start you out with five, or you might can talk us into 10. And if you give those away, mm-hmm. then we'll give you some more. You know, mm-hmm. but so if you're interested in helping, that's one way you can help. Another thing is we've created a project called Centers of Hope, mm-hmm. where we've developed a 10-week curriculum where veterans meet together and they work through this 10-week curriculum and they really help each other. So you might want to be trained or certified as a leader. Mm-hmm. It will help equip you to get that. And then it's your ministry, not ours. You know, you go out there and do it. You know, we're there to support you if you need that, but we just want to empower you to help you do that. And so it deals with four areas. It's based on hope, mm-hmm. all right, H-O-P-E. The H stands for healing, emotional, mental, spiritual healing. O is an opportunity to connect with other veterans, opportunity to connect with service organizations that help vets, and the opportunity to find a new mission. And then the P is for peace. You know, I always like to say when a conflict's over, the nations end it by making peace. But those who fought in the conflict come home without peace. They didn't get that peace. They're still dealing with it. So we need to make peace with our past so we can live in the present and move forward into the future. So we talk about that, making peace with your past, learning to live in the present, having a new future that you look forward to. And the mm-hmm. E is about empowerment, being empowered to find a new mission. So maybe your mission is to help veterans find that hope that they need. But we have that curriculum that you can access and you can learn how to do that. Mm-hmm. Then the other thing that we're doing is what you're talking about, this new project we're working on, a new documentary for the families. But I mentioned I'd written a book called Hope for the Warrior Family. And it's really, I tell my own story as part of that. My dad was a World War II veteran, mm-hmm. and he had all the classic symptoms I know now for PTSD, but I didn't know it then. Mm-hmm. My siblings didn't know it, so we just thought that was the way our dad was. He was just a bad dad, you know, but he was alcoholic, abusive, didn't work much, you know, just kind of didn't get involved in the family as much as other dads did. But now looking back on that, I realize now he was struggling with what he saw over in Europe as an infantryman. He was when I can remember now walking past his door that night when he was asleep and hearing him crying out in his sleep and wondering what in the world would that be about that it happens so often. Mm-hmm. I get it now. I wish I'd have gotten it before he passed away. But I did, but fortunately, in his case, as he got older in life, and he returned to the roots of his faith and began to follow Christ again and get involved in church and quit drinking, and his whole life turned around, not because of a film he saw, but because he got in touch with Christ, you know. So that's what we need, of course, but there are ways we can help people with that. So, you know, this book is one way that we express that. And so maybe your listeners just want to get copies of this book or learn from it, read it, and be able to share that story. Or maybe they'll see their own family through reading it and through the film that we're doing. Okay. So we want to get them involved. So I appreciate your interest in doing that and the fact that obviously I can tell from your show it's all about getting people involved and finding where God would have them to be. Mm-hmm. So it's a great service.
Well, you know, I think of this, that it's so, as you just alluded to, it's so important for us to recognize that Christ is the answer to everything and every problem, every trial, and he's the healer. He's able to heal in a way that no one else or nothing else can. And so we as believers that make up the church need to always be mindful of that, that that's not a cliche. The reality is Christ is the answer to everything.
Absolutely.
Including everyone's healing as well.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
So specifically again, the new project, film project is on the book.
That's right. It's based on the book. Right.
Okay.
Helping family members deal with their trauma as a result of their warrior having post-traumatic stress or moral injury.
And when will this film be finished?
We're in pre-production right now. We'll start filming the first of next month. We'll begin filming. Hope to finish filming by September and get into the editing process. I would like to say it'll be ready in November. Mm-hmm. My director would like to say, Bob, don't say that. It'll be ready in the first quarter of next year. So you probably should go with him. It'll be the first quarter of next year.
Okay. Okay. Lynn, how would you ask believers to pray for this ministry? What would you suggest at this point in time?
Well, always any intercession for us as we're doing it, that we would have the mind of Christ as we're stepping forward in any relationship and in every interview that we're going with. There are opportunities where we will be actually presenting our information and able to give the gospel to some non-believers as well. We have had some atheist experts appear in these films, and as one of them said, she's not a believer herself, but I do believe in any port in a storm for these veterans, because she herself was a veteran and had served in Afghanistan and Iraq. And, you know, she knew the struggles that were there. So that we can present that message, that we can give a reason for the hope that's within us and that hope that we're wanting to bring to our heroes and to the families that love them so much, so that we can wind up. Most of the armed services are made up of fellow believers when they enter the service. They get in the middle of a warfare, and a lot of them start questioning things. We've got one fellow, he said, I grew up Southern Baptist, and I was a fine Christian. And the first month, I went through about 9 different religions and all, and I came back to the foundation because none of that was any good. But that's the thing, that we can give that reason, that hope for them. But too few of them get back involved in the church and their congregation community. Mm-hmm. We had one fellow that we interviewed who went off to Vietnam, did some tough things, and for the next 40 years, he wanted to go back into his Catholic church in Chicago just to go to confession, and he didn't feel worthy to do that. Mm-hmm. And with a conversation with Bob and General Jim, that's a worker with us, he's back involved again. So it's that they would come back to relationship with the Lord.
So pray for those opportunities that we have when we meet with people.
Okay, okay. Our time is just about gone. And just before we end our time, as usual, we want to invite their listeners who, there might be veterans listening who recognize that they don't know Jesus and sense a need to give their lives to the Lord, or you may just be someone who recognizes that you're not saved and need to be. We'd like to invite you to pray this prayer with us to make that step. The biggest problem we have in all of life is not knowing Jesus Christ. I'd like to invite you to pray this prayer with me, if you would, and invite Him in to be the Lord and Savior of your life and to begin to bring the healing that we all need in our lives. Would you pray this prayer with us? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, please email us at jparker@afa.net. We'd really like to get some resources to you to help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your walk with the Lord. Brother Bob and Lynn, share with our listeners one more time, if someone wants to get in touch with your ministry, how they can do it.
WarriorsOnMission.org or CrosswindsFoundation.org. Either one, you'll see the links to get in touch with us. Thank you, Rick, for having us on today, Brother Joseph. It's been a great
time. Thank you, Brother Joseph.
Thank you all for being with us. And please pray much for the ministry of Crosswinds Foundation and the work they're doing and their ongoing projects. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.